It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once
This is Mimi and Gracie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So, if you haven't guessed already, what is our theme?
It's Christmas!
It's Christmas, everybody! Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, but the show is definitely non-denominational. Which is just denominational.
But I feel like not Christmas spirited right now. I don't know about you.
It's the worst thing because I love being in the Christmas spirit. Like, my mom always does up the house really nice and like watching like
Christmas shows. Was I not on the mic before? It's fine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exposed.
Okay, rewind.
So Mimi was saying she's not in the Christmas spirit. I was agreeing. It's so weird because, like, my mom always does at the house really nice, puts up a lot of decorations. You know, we decorate the tree. We start putting the fireplace on. You know, I watch a lot of holiday movies. And now it's like I'm, like, studying for finals.
No, it's actually the worst. I feel like, yeah, no, even, like, the idea of, like, watching like, 25 Days of Christmas on ABC Family.
Yeah.
That is non-existent at Tufts University.
Oh, no, I have no, I'm, like, couldn't be sadder. Had spent 13 hours in a dining hall today. Like, there is no Christmas spirit in me right now.
Zero Christmas spirit. And they tried. They've genuinely tried. Yeah, we had Christmas dinner in Carmichael.
Very good.
Which is our dining hall. They also set up, like, a little Christmas village on a table in the middle of the dining hall. So there's, like, a lot of attempts to get us into the Christmas spirit. But, like, finals just really...
Yeah, like, cancel finals and then I'll be in the spirit.
Exactly. I had a lot of friends last year because Colorado had like a giant snowstorm who got all their finals canceled.
That's so nice.
Isn't the best thing you've ever heard?
And that's better than a bomb threat.
I would say 10 out of 10 snowstorm is much greater than a bomb threat. You know,
so,
but I don't know, I feel like we'll try to get into the Christmas spirit today as we listen to some dank Christmas tunes.
I would appreciate some snow too. Like, yeah, not particularly cold.
We've only had like two things of snow.
Not cold snow. You know, like a nice 30 degrees snow.
I see. But not 30 degrees enough where it like raises temperature in the day and then turns into rain. Because that happened earlier this
month. Yeah, that was the worst.
Like, month.
No, like a nice, like, you can put on your big jacket and be fine. You know? Like, you don't have a hard time walking to class.
Exactly.
That's what I want.
I'm a fan of that. Yeah. I mean, I've only been here once while it snowed this semester.
Really?
Yeah. I missed the other one because I went home for Thanksgiving.
Tragic.
It is tragic. No wonder I have no Christmas spirit. We need the Christmas spirit within us. So, because of that, we're going to continue listening to White Christmas, which I so smoothly cut off.
Right.
All right. Enjoy White Christmas, Bing Crosby. Here we go.
To hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. Days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be
the near and the guard be called out if it is held. King now in Atlanta, Georgia plans to return to Chicago Tuesday. In Chicago, Richard Speck, accused murderer of 9 student nurses, was brought before a grand jury today for indictment. The nurses were found stabbed and strangled in their Chicago apartment. In Washington, the atmosphere was tense today as a special subcommittee of the House Committee on Un-American Activities continued its probe into anti-Vietnam War protests. Demonstrators were forcibly evicted from the hearings where they began chanting anti-war slogans. Former Vice President Richard Nixon says that unless there is a substantial increase in the present war effort in Vietnam, the U.S. should look forward to 5 more years of war. In a speech before the Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars in New York, Nixon also said opposition to the war in this country is the greatest single weapon working against the U.S. That's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night.
So
that song is beautiful.
Beautiful. So funny story about Yoko Ono.
You tell me.
Okay, so in Japanese class, we had this whole like reading about Yoko Ono, right? And so I kind of like looked ahead in the chapter and kind of seen like, oh, we're gonna do a reading about Yoko Ono.
Sure.
And so like we go into class one day and our teacher like hands us all these like pieces of paper with like this like reading on it, and we're supposed to like answer questions in class. And I read it, and like it's this whole thing about like this lady called Ono-san.
Right.
And so here I am thinking like, wow, Yoko Ono was even cooler than I thought she was. Like, she is an accomplished woman. Like, she did more than just, like, marry John Lennon and write songs and take pictures and stuff. Like, she also did, like, a million... She had her own band before. Like, I had all this other stuff running through my head thinking that this is Yoko Ono. So we, like, start answering questions. And then, like, this girl's struggling trying to read this name, right? And I go, Yoko Ono. And I, like, whisper over to her, right? Because I'm trying to help this girl out. And my teacher starts laughing, and I'm like, why is she laughing? And she's like, no, this is Hiroko Ono. Like, totally read this as like the wrong person. I was like completely amazed at like all the accomplishments of Yoko Ono.
Did the girl say it out loud?
Oh yeah. And was like simply not Yoko Ono. And it was really funny because like this lady Hiroko Ono,
right,
like her, one of her famous things is like she takes pictures of people walking on the street.
Okay.
And so I turned to my friend Abby and I go, oh, she's talking about the Abbey Road cover. None of that was true.
That's really funny.
So there you go, funny story. I've actually never heard that 7 o'clock news song. That was really cool.
Yeah. Shout out to Mia. She showed that to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Shout out to Mia. I love Mia. Let me tell you.
I don't think she's listening.
Even if she's not listening, Mia should be one of my best friends.
I'll let her know.
Yeah. But anyway, what do we have up next?
We.
Red flag.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, yes.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Here we go. Let it snow.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. when we finally kiss goodnight. How I'll hate going out in the storm, but if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Cold outside,
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
mine. My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your
my father
hurry?
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't well, hurry.
Baby, just to have a drink.
Put some records on while I
the
pour.
The neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
To break this spell.
I'll take your hat.
Well,
your
thank
hair
you.
Looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
mind if
sir.
I move in
at
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't say.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside. You're very pushy, you know.
I like to think of it as opportunistic.
I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been
how lucky that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Out the window at the
my
storm.
Sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I feel when I touch your
but
hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be a talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty implied.
If you got pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get over that old love. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Okay, fine. Just another drink then.
Well, that took a lot of convincing.
With his coat and his hat, I look just like Saint Nick.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. And as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Just face the music, you're a monster, Mr. Grinch, yes you are.
Your heart's an empty hole.
You're got Gallagher is old, Mr. Grinch. Well, I wouldn't touch you with a
39 and a half foot Mr. Grinch, you have termites in your spine.
You have all the tender sweetness
of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between you, I'd take the seasick crocodile.
Okay, well,
we're good.
We're here. We're back.
We're thriving. finals week.
It is finals week. You know, Gracie, what's your favorite thing about Christmas?
My favorite thing about Christmas. We have a lot of traditions.
Okay.
Like, I do the exact same thing every single Christmas, starting with watching Christmas Vacation then on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And then we get Christmas pajamas that everyone matches in.
Like the whole family.
The whole family,
like,
yes.
Dad, Mom.
Yes.
Lily.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It's gotten a little more relaxed now. Like, my mom will, like, give us, like,
like, it was usually, like, it was a matching set before, and now it's, like, mm-hmm. maybe it's just pants, you know?
Okay. That's still pretty cute.
It's still cute. And then we wake up, and we do the same thing, and we eat enchiladas, and the same people come over. And I just, like, it's very comforting. I don't know.
That's nice.
Like, I feel like I don't have, like, we don't have a lot of family traditions,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, like, a day completely full of traditions.
That's so awesome.
I really appreciate that.
Why? Where did enchiladas come from?
I had no idea.
That is the most unusual Christmas Day food.
It's so weird. It's like my dad doesn't really cook, like, just because, but like, one of, like, the thing he makes is he always makes Christmas enchiladas and will never make it any day that isn't Christmas.
That's amazing.
And it's just
that's
what happens.
That's such a dad food to right? be able to make. Like, the one thing that you can make, enchilada.
Yeah.
Like, learning that in college.
Like, we used to do tamales, but, mm-hmm. like, now it's just enchiladas, yeah.
Tamales are good. Yeah. Both of those sound delicious to me. Honestly, I would take tamales and enchiladas on Christmas yeah. any day.
What's your favorite thing about Christmas?
I don't know. I like a lot of things about Christmas. I like spending it with my family. Mm-hmm. I think we do, like, a lot of fun things. It's been different recently because, like, we do every other Christmas with the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, growing up, me and my sisters every year would, like, sit down and would just spend a whole day making Christmas cookies.
Aww.
And then we'd, like ice them.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we didn't play around with these Christmas cookies. Right. They are, like, very well iced. Like, I will show you pictures later.
I'm excited.
Professional, uh-huh. basically. So, we get really into that. And then we watch, like, Gilmore Girls. And then, while we make the cookies.
Uh-huh.
And then, we have this tradition where, like, Christmas Eve, you can open one gift.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you have to choose your gift wisely.
Right. Because
you don't want to open the best one.
Oh, yeah, because then you're just bummed the next day.
Yeah, but you also don't want to open, like, the worst one because then you're just disappointed for right. a whole night. So, like, you need, like, it's, like, an intense process of, like, how do I choose the best possible gift
uh-huh.
with just strictly looking at wrapping paper, right. you know? It's a difficult task, but it is done every year. So that's probably, you know, I like Christmas traditions too. That's
yeah,
fun.
It's cute.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is my mom, like, thinks it's hilarious and will sign, like, because, I mean, they're all from, like, her and my dad. Like, and she'll sign, like, packages from, like, famous people. As, like, amazing. A joke. As, like, a hint to what's inside.
Oh, my goodness. that's amazing.
So my sister has received a lot of gifts from One Direction.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. My mom still signs, like, half the presents from, like, Santa.
Like, I didn't, like, it never occurred to me that this wasn't a thing that everyone else did, but my presents from Santa were always the unwrapped presents.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. So, like, Santa never wrapped presents for you?
No, he never wrapped presents. Yeah.
Wow. my dad... Okay, this is a fun story. Maybe we should talk about Santa revealing stories.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm so sorry for underage listeners. and I'm sure Santa is actually still real, but there are some adults out there that do not
believe.
There
are some haters.
There are some major haters out there. So, one year... Okay, so we have, like, this family over for Christmas every year, and mm-hmm. they have two daughters. And one of them was, like, 8 at the time. And so, uh-huh. usually when you're, like, 8... you stop believing in Santa Claus, you
right.
know? And so...
You're like, you're on your way there.
Yeah, like, you're pretty much there.
You have your doubts.
So my dad, we're all sitting at Thanksgiving, all talking about, like, Christmas stories and, like, different things like that. And my dad turns to this girl and he goes, Cambry, when did you stop believing in Santa Claus?
Oh, no.
And her eyes just welled up with tears. No. And she ran to the bathroom.
Oh. And
dad ruined Santa Claus for this girl. And so, obviously, already, like, a sad moment and just kind of hilarious because it's something totally my dad would accidentally do.
Right.
And then that night we went to go see this movie called, like, The Guardians.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the whole premise is, like, the bad guy is trying to get kids to stop believing in, like, these people, like, the Easter Bunny uh-huh. and Santa Claus. So literally it was just, like, the most fitting movie and it was so funny. But yeah, that is one of the many ways that Santa Claus was ruined, for one small girl.
Do you remember when you stopped believing?
No.
Yeah, like, I didn't have anything happen to me. I had, oh my God, this is Mia's favorite story.
Okay.
she can, like, she was a precocious child.
Okay.
And, like, her parents just didn't really, like do the whole, like, Santa Claus is real thing.
Okay.
And so, like, in kindergarten, she tries to tell me and my friend Sophia that Santa Claus isn't real because, you know, like, she has this whole secret.
Wow, this is early.
Yeah, no, she wants to share it. It's like, I very much believed in Santa Claus.
Okay.
At this time.
Yeah.
And, like, got so mad at her when she tried to suggest he wasn't real that me and Sophia didn't talk to her for, like, a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember how I stopped believing, but my sister, when she was, like, probably around, like, 7, and so my other sister was, like, 4, maybe. Uh-huh. Okay, so she, like, went up to my mom, and she was like, Mom, like, is Santa Claus real? And my mom, like, sat her down and had this talk to her about, like, how, like, St. Nicholas was actually real, and, like, how, like, parents still carry on the tradition, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's really sweet, actually.
Yeah, it was really cute. So then, but, like, she talked about, like, but St. Nicholas died, but, like, now we keep doing that. And so my sister walks out of the room, and she yells to my sister, Minami, guess what? And she goes, what? And she goes, Santa Claus is dead. My sister just wept. Aww. Like, her, she just burst into tears. Like, Santa Claus was ruined forever for Aww. Her because Santa Claus was dead. So there you go.
That's so sad.
Luckily, like, our family has a really good tradition of breaking the news in poor ways. So
I can tell. At least you survived.
I survived unscathed. Hopefully, I won't be the ruiner for other children. Who knows? Lincoln and Emmy are still pretty young. So.
It's true. You just, like, whisper in their ears, like, Santa Claus isn't real. Santa Claus isn't real.
Santa Claus is dead. Santa Claus is dead.
They don't have, like, conscious thoughts yet, but, like, it's just, like, becomes a part of them. They're like, why do I feel so strong about this?
Santa Claus isn't real? What?
Santa Claus is dead at Tufts? What?
Oh my gosh. This is too much. Anyway.
Okay.
Enough about Santa Claus not being real. He could be real. The magic is still possible. I don't know. Sometimes there are times when I still want to believe.
Okay. And shit.
The second time.
This chair is broken.
Okay.
We have Police Tommy Dot coming up next.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad.
Christmas. Happy holiday.
Yeah.
A PSA from W. I
can't even do this. Mimi was attempting to do a smooth jazz voice. Call it if you think she accomplished it.
WMFO Android and iOS apps now available for free download.
Wow.
WMFO now offers both Android and iOS versions of its mobile app. Just go to the Google Play Store or Apple iTunes App Store, search for WMFO, and download our latest listener app for free. You're on the third paragraph.
You'll automatically connect to the station's live audio stream, get a continually updated current playlist, as well as easy access to our website and Twitter feed. On mobile phones, you can call the current DJ with a single button press. The new Apple iOS release includes a full-screen rotatable iPad interface plus Retina and iPhone 5 display support. So if you got an Android phone or tablet or an Apple iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch, download WFO's free mobile app and tune in to Tufts Freeform Radio wherever you go. Sounds cool.
It is a useful thing. I do have that on my phone myself. But yeah, that was a PSA from your friends here at WMFO. We will continue with
Last Christmas
by Wham! Wham.
Give it to someone.
Do you know what's sad, Mimi?
What's sad?
I used to be able to sit across from you without my glasses on and, like, see you perfectly, and now I need to see them.
No.
My eyesight has deteriorated.
Crazy Kenegar, the old woman.
True. Honestly.
That's crazy. Your eyesight has deteriorated that much.
I mean, like, I can see, like, I just took my glasses off for the people listening at home, but, like, I can still see Mimi, but she's blurry.
Wow. So, fun fact, slash not that fun of a fact.
Yes.
I've always wanted glasses. Ugh. Like, you have no idea. When I was younger.
But Mimi, sight.
I used to sit extra close to the TV sometimes, because I heard that ruins your eyesight. Or, like,
how'd it go?
Never worked. I'm sure it just gave me, like, worse vision without actually making it worse, like, enough to, like, get glasses. So ultimately, it just ruined my life a little bit more.
Just lots of miles.
And then I would purposely, like, when I went in for, like checkups,
uh-huh.
I would, like, blur my vision.
Mimi?
And then I, like, but then, like, if you actually go to the optometrist, they, like, actually dilate your pupils. So, like, there's literally nothing you can do. So
they know, they got every trick in the book.
They can catch you in your lies. So I never was able to get glasses. So,
on that note, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Pray for good health. Good vision.
We'll see you next semester.
Yeah, it's been really awesome, actually.
I think we definitely, like, ironed out the kinks a little bit.
Yeah. Final thoughts by Gracie Kenegar. What do you have for us?
Remember to take time for yourself this week, you know?
Mm, yeah.
Do some things to improve your mood.
Yeah.
Stay in the Christmas spirit.
Mm.
This is a nice season to also do things for others, you know?
True.
Random acts of kindness.
And not so random acts of kindness.
And not so random acts, yeah.
Yeah. Any acts of kindness.
Any acts of kindness.
Yeah. Don't forget the reason for the season.
That's how Sue sees it, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, what do we have for our last and final song?
We have the most infamous Christmas song of all. I don't even have to name it.
Here we go.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come. You.